Hello everyone, this is Queenie, author of Life in Hyderabad, a City of Tales, and you're listening to me on my podcast Life in Hyderabad. Sorry guys, I have not done any podcast in the recent days as I was busy with the book launch, and I know you guys are eagerly waiting for this episode. I have some great news. Yes, my book has finally launched on Amazon, Flipkart and Books Club, and it is available worldwide on Amazon. So this podcast is exclusively about my book. We actually thought of doing an offline launch, inviting every one of you. But due to COVID, me and my team decided to launch it online. And I received a lot of wishes from every one of you on the day of book launch. Trust me, I was happy that I couldn't sleep the night before launch. Writing a book has been my biggest dream always, and I worked really hard to achieve that. I had to spend sleepless nights. I didn't attend much functions or get-togethers. Working for an MNC at night, sleeping in daytime, and the time between logout and going to bed was the actual time when I used to write. So this has been my routine since 2 to 3 years. So when I wrote the book and planned to launch it, I wanted the best team for it. And Fanatics Publication was the best team whom I met last year. So I met Akshat. He's an editor and also chief manager of Fanatics. He really loved the concept of my book and we started working on it. We traveled a year on this project and our bonding became strong. He became my younger brother who always stood by my side and guided me. So we couldn't launch the book last year due to COVID. Then we decided to launch it in the month of November. But the ISBN process was changed and we had to wait till January. So the time between November to January was the toughest time and it was like a testing period for me. It was indeed a waiting game. Every day I would call or text Akshat to ask about ISBN. Me and the team Fanatics worked without any rest. Akshat and Saizal are the editors of this book. Ishika is a project manager and Sagar is a cover page designer. And I was the one who authored the book. So this was like a team of 5. The entire team worked tirelessly on this project. Meanwhile, I was nervous, crazy and impatient waiting for the ISBN. But the team always motivated me and supported me. Finally, we received ISBN in the month of February. So, I decided to launch it on the Sunday on 7th February. So, 7th February was the biggest day of my life. I can never forget this day. It has changed my life completely. I felt more responsible and all your wishes and prayers encouraged me to do more. So, life in Hyderabad is about love, longing, pain and optimism. I always believe that stories connect people. Some fall in love, some live in love, and some dwell in that pain forever. Some stories will have a happy ending and some remain without an ending. Some people never express their love to the person whom they love, while some sacrifice their love. So my stories in this book are the memories of those lost events. Life in Hyderabad is not just limited to love. But it is also about stories which happen around us, but we forget them along with the time. So the stories around me fascinated me to write this book. So my idea behind writing Life in Hyderabad is to introduce common people and their untold stories. Every character in this book has lost something or other, but they never gave up. We all are somewhere broken inside and lost in darkness. But it is our willpower and the hope of a better tomorrow which gives us strength to fight the darkness and makes our life beautiful. So Life in Hyderabad is not just my book. It is a book of millions of people who live with that hope. I hope my book inspires you all and it is available on Amazon, Flipkart and Books Club. And it is available global wide on Amazon. Order my book now and let the stories embrace you. My heartfelt thanks to Team Fanatics for making my dream true. I thank each one of you for encouraging me and supporting me. I also thank my mom for always motivating me and believing in me. I thank Almighty for giving me this beautiful life and knowledge. I hope you guys find my book interesting and helpful. I just want to say one thing to all my listeners. You might lose something. You might feel like this is the end. But trust me, there will always be a better life waiting for you. After every dark night, there is a new dawn. After sadness comes the happiness. And one day, definitely your life will change as you always wanted. So Life in Hyderabad's purpose is to make you all strong. So do read my book and let me know how it is. I will be waiting for your feedback. Thank you so much guys for listening to this episode. I'm so happy that you heard me today. I hope this one helps you. Don't forget to share this podcast links with your friends and family. It can help someone. You can follow my blog at www.yalangiqueenie.blogspot.com. You can visit my website www.yalangiqueenie.in and you can reach out to me on my Twitter and Insta handles anytime at yalangiqueeny, or you can also mail me at yalangiqueeny@gmail.com. See you guys on next episode. Love you all.